It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, the 71st Annual Emmy Awards went down last night. No host of the show, but Homer Simpson opened things up. Pretty cool. Fleabag, which is apparently a show I need to check out, was named Best Comedy, and its creator and star Phoebe Waller-Bridge won for Best Writing for a Comedy and Best Lead Actress in the Comedy. So, Joe, do you know about Fleabag?
I know. I know Flea from like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but I've never heard of the show Fleabag.
We
got
to check it out. Also, I know of this one. I have to check it out. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel won. Tony Shalhoub and Alex Borstein won for Best Supporting Actor and Actress in a Comedy. Game of Thrones was voted Best Drama. We know that one. Best Direction went for Ozark, which I know you're a fan of.
Have you seen it?
No, but people rave about the show directed by Jason Bateman.
I waited so long. I'm telling you, Mackenzie, please take my advice for something. Go watch it.
I definitely will. Michelle Williams won for Best Actress in a TV Movie or Limited Series. Halsey killed it on stage. She performed a little Cyndi Lauper.
And you say, go slow, I'll fall behind. The second hand runs. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time.
Beautiful. Just the voice of an angel. A really fun moment. Ben Stiller presented a Legend Award to Bob Newhart.
What would Bob think today if he could see how the rules have changed? Yeah, No. It's more like legends. Like legends of, you know, comedy that are alive, dead, all different types of legends.
Well, this legend is going to kick your ass. That way you'll know I'm alive.
He's like, don't speak as if I passed, buddy. That was really cute and kind of awkward. Kim Kardashian and Kendall Jenner went on stage and they got booed.
Our family knows firsthand how truly compelling television comes from real people just being themselves.
Telling their stories unfiltered and unscripted.
Here are the nominees for Outstanding Competition Series.
So people were laughing at them saying telling their stories unfiltered and unscripted.
Yeah, that's not really how it works.
But hey, they're laughing all the way to the bank, so whatever. Well, I'm so excited. Two of my faves, Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds, are set to star in a musical reimagining A Christmas Carol. And of course, Will Ferrell kills it doing Christmas movies. Here's a little something from Elf.
The neighbors might think, say, what's in this drink? I wish I knew how to break the spell.
I'll take you home.
Yes.
I ought to say no.
That's a good one.
It's going to be so good. It's from the creators of Daddy's Home, which is really fun. Have you ever seen that with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell? Ryan Reynolds, Will Ferrell, this is going to be awesome. A Christmas Carol. I can't wait for all the Christmas movies to come. This is super awkward. Andy Dick, the comedian, has been accused of groping his Uber driver.
I thought nobody really knew about that. I was hoping to keep that under the rug, but yes, I did.
Yeah, we all know about it now. The comedian was riding in the back of an Uber when the driver claims Andy reached over and grabbed his crotch. It's really unclear what happened, like led up to the incident, but the driver went to the cops, filed a report. He's been hit with a misdemeanor sexual battery. Arrest was issued actually a few months ago, but the actor hasn't been nabbed and the warrant remains active.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, very interesting.
That guy's always getting into trouble.
He is. Queer Eye's Jonathan Van Ness has revealed over the weekend that he is HIV positive. He revealed his diagnosis to the New York Times. He said he went in, he was fainting. He thought he had the flu. He's only 25 years old. He went into a Planned Parenthood and got the devastating news. So, of course, sending all our thoughts and prayers his way. And rounding things out, Demi Lovato. Ooh, she's got a new man, possibly. Okay, he wasn't chosen as the next Bachelor, but he's still winning at life. Talking about Mike Johnson, he got to go on a date with Demi Lovato, and he took her to dinner. They saw the movie It, and now says he would love to take Demi on a second date, and she is the one he texts every night before bed.
Oh, what about Mom? No, just kidding. That's really cool.
Romantic.
All right, Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. What is coming up next with one of the scariest things we do all week and Murder Monday?
Ooh, she lured him in with her good looks, then struck relentlessly. It's the tale of the Black Widow.
All right, it's coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.